What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Joe Flacco right there. You had a chance to hear his press conference. He is in Carolina. Some big-time reps going on for him today as well. And we want to remind you that all press conferences right here on The Fan, they are brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose Click Cruise at MontroseFordAkron.com. What'd you get out of Joe there?
Joe's in control. You know, if Joe ends up starting a significant portion of games this year, they're going to have a professional quarterback. You know, a guy who's been there, done that, and I hope he's still able to perform it, you know, at the level that we saw for a very short period of time here when he was a member of the Browns. I also like the fact that he said, yeah, Jerry's pretty good. Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah, funny part, I cringed when Mary Kay asked that question. I know why she asked it, but it was just like, hey, how is it that the 40-year-old quarterback is the only one that isn't hurt? And I'm like, oh, don't say no hitter during a game.
Hang on.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't say no hitter during a game. He knows how to play the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, he knows how to get through a camp. He, right? I think that's how you survive.
And I would think his coach knows how to help him do that.
Yeah.
By not playing in the first preseason game. That's a good way.
That's a good point too.
Yeah.
I like the fact that he recognizes that things aren't perfect. You know, talked about having a sloppy day today. Talking about probably the number one thing that drives fans crazy are pre-snap penalties. Because he's right. They're all controllable. They're mental errors. They're not football errors. They're guys jumping the gun too quick and, you know, making little mistakes before you actually get to the snap. I like the fact that he is willing to sit out there and put it out there and go, you know what? This is what's wrong. And guess what? Today we did that too.
When you look at this group, Andy, it's so strange. I've never seen anything like it where you have four guys, then you have five because Deshaun's still there, and now you have six because some of the four healthy ones got injured. This is just really strange. And what I'm looking forward to, because I think it has to happen sooner rather than later, is that they're going to pare it down. And I don't necessarily mean pare it down by getting rid of guys, although I'll be stunned if there are six quarterbacks on this team after Friday. When we come back here on Monday, mm-hmm. I'll be stunned if there are six quarterbacks. Maybe, but I'll be stunned.
Why wouldn't you carry six right up until the cut day?
Well, because you're not going to be able to get – I mean, you had enough trouble getting four guys work, let alone five.
Okay.
So I would think that somebody gets dispatched after this game. I would think. Either that or somebody's just going to be standing around at practice, which might be the case because, you know, maybe they're hurt. However, if Gabriel and Pickett were both able to participate today in drills, at least some drills, I would think they'd be okay for next week.
He also said the light bulb is coming on for some guys. some of the younger guys.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which I
hope so. They haven't played a game yet, but if they can get, if that bulb can come on beforehand, Andy, that's great.
Both Miles and Joe kind of had this, more Miles though maybe than Joe, this sense of urgency, because Miles had said that, that's what we talked about right before the press conference started, that, you know, Miles said there's a bigger sense of urgency. The fact that, you know, they're going live, the fact that they are already on the road before the first preseason game of the year. Normally these practices that you'll have with another team, which are becoming more popular among the NFL because it gives you a chance to see what you look like and against another team. It also gives your first teamers know what's coming all the time. Now, I'm not saying that they're using, you know, the most complex Mensa play calling sheet that's ever been invented in these things, but the other team clearly doesn't know what's coming. And I think that's an advantage to, whereas you're in your own practice. I mean, the defense knows what's coming. They know the calls by, you know, the second or third practice of the game. They should, at least.
Well, you're going up against a team that doesn't want you to do well.
And you don't want to hurt your own players too when you're in regular practice. Although we did have a little skirmish out there today. A couple special teamers were going at it.
That's great.
Yeah. So, I don't know. What else did you get out of this? Jerry Jeudy part, I know you already brought
that up. That's really interesting. Remember, Joe didn't play with Jerry Jeudy here. And his comments about Jeudy were just matter of fact, yeah, Jerry can play. I liked it. I'm curious to see what Jeudy does this year, Andy, in a second year here. After and we had Jerry on the show the other day. It was great to talk to him. To have Jerry in the second year here, but in the first year of like, okay, that's what everybody wanted you to do when you came from Alabama and went to Denver. And now you've done it. I want to see if he can build on that and how good he can become. Because I think it could be a real vital year for him.
Are you buying, again, the depth chart sometimes, especially this early in the season, is put out by the PR staff. It's not, you know, the coaches kind of look over and go, yeah, put that out there.
That's why you don't look at the quarterbacks with any, I mean, look at the order the quarterbacks are in.
Well, I think that probably is the right order, though, don't you?
Oh, I don't know that, but it's the order that we would expect.
Flacco,
Longstanding veteran, then the veteran, and then the third round pick, and then the fifth round pick.
And then the free agent. Now. And then the injured guy. Man, I wonder, did they have to expand the quarterback room? Did they have to do construction?
I hope they blew out a wall.
They're going to have to. Soon they're going to have 11 in there. They're going to play their own side of the ball.
Okay.
Again, Flacco got his work in today. Pickett gets his work in. We look forward to seeing Sanders. We look forward to seeing Huntley coming up on Friday night when they play in this first preseason game. And again, I do wonder what that dynamic is in that room. I mean, that's six guys, and he talked a little bit about that, especially that he and Huntley had gone through Baltimore, but never at the same time. And, I mean, there's some wisdom in there. If you're a rookie, I'm just walking in that room and listening. Because you're on ESPN Classic, if you keep your ears peeled enough, right? You're listening to the stories that make up those great biography and shows of history. Especially with Flacco.
That Kenny Pickett bio is going to be something. Oh, you mean Flacco?
Yes. Thanks, Jeff. All right, let's do this. Let's regroup. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Browns and what's going on. We've got all kinds of other stuff we want to get to. Chris Easterling is going to join us at 1 o'clock. Gary Barnage is going to join us tomorrow. So the press conference has kind of popped up in the middle of nowhere. So Gary was kind enough to shift his weight and bring it to us tomorrow. So we'll talk to Gary tomorrow. Chris Easterling at 1. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3. The
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, from that, hope you're having a great day. The Browns are in Carolina. They've got Carolina on their mind as they take on the Panthers Friday night.
I saw James Taylor when he was at Blossom. You're no James Taylor.
I wasn't trying to be. I stood next to him at a Indians then Red Sox game.
Ding! Tall guy.
He is a tall guy. Mm-hmm. So we heard from today, we've heard Kevin Stefanski earlier that it's, if you kind of want to go through the news cycle of what's happened for the Browns today, he did say Tyler Huntley and Shedeur Sanders will be your quarterbacks for Friday night's game. He said Jerry Jeudy will not be playing. He said most of the veterans, sounds like they're not going to be playing on Friday night too. And then after practice, which seems like a short,
You're going to go all the way to Carolina. Aren't you going to practice a little bit? It was about an hour and a half. All that money to work against another team for an hour and a half. I mean, you could have flown in.
You know, there are rules against practice too. I mean,
you could have flown in tomorrow.
Yeah.
After you worked in Berea, did your walkthrough and then fly in.
Well, that would be a normal road trip.
I don't know why I care about saving the Haslam's money, but
yeah, why are you worried about this?
I don't know.
But and then why don't you tell me what they should have done with the money they invested?
You had to move the whole operation down there for an hour and a half.
Do you really have to?
That better be the best hour and a half you've ever practiced.
I mean, other than pads, do you really have to move it if you're going to an existing operation that has everything in place?
Yeah.
What could they possibly?
All of your gear.
Okay, all of your gear. It's like a road game. It's not that big
exactly.
a deal. Exactly. Yeah, it's not that big a deal.
Two nights in a hotel?
And you've got to pay for everyone's food, right?
And Tuesday, expenses. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, three nights in a hotel. There's three nights in a hotel for an entire operation.
Yeah, but think about all the points you get that you'll get free rooms down the road. So maybe by going now, they've already paid for one of their trips down the road.
If I see a 10 key and a green visor come out of either of you, I'm leaving.
Seriously, that league just prints money, man. I'll tell you.
You could sell tickets to come watch the joint practice and pay for everything, too. You could do that.
Let's go down.
You could do it in beer vendor alone.
They save their Greenbrier money. What the heck?
Yeah, see? That's the way you have to look at it. Miles Garrett also spoke, and there was one quote that he had that kind of jumped off the page for us, and it has to do with the psychological difference of camp this year.
I feel like it was an effort all around, from coaches to players. It's got to be, you know, everyone in the building, from Haslam down to the last guy on the roster. You know, everyone's got to have the same mindset of what we expect from, you know, every single one of us walking into that building. It's got to continue to be pushed by, you know, the leaders of the team.
Do we feel like, and when he said that...
Just called him Haslam.
Yeah, he did. That was kind of weird. It's okay. Do we feel like that this is a tougher camp? It sounds like it is. The players have told us that it is. At least one player did.
Well, and he made another comment where he said basically kind of wasn't attention to detail, but something about people paying a little more attention or something than they did last year. I thought, ooh! That would explain three wins.
But why would that be, though? Well, and injuries, you know, started clogging things up, too, for last year. And they didn't play to win at the end of the year. Come on.
Well, if they had, you'd have thought Jameis would have been the quarterback, right?
Right. I look at it and I hope.
Well, glad they did that. They weren't going anywhere anyway. They ended up with the second pick.
I hope what Miles is saying is true, that they have stepped up the attention to detail. Although Joe said today pre-snap penalties crushed them when they were doing some drills and made practice very sloppy today against another team. But he also said they were probably amped up because they were going up against another team, and that may have changed things up a little bit. But if there is a philosophical change among the coaching staff to make this thing tougher, make it tougher. And is that the right call? I think it is. They need it. They're not tough. They weren't tough last year. Not in anybody's eyes. Three-win teams aren't tough.
Okay.
Pre-snap penalties aren't tough. Aren't tough.
I would debate that with you.
You don't think that our team was tough? We won three games last year.
No, I would substitute the word good for tough.
They weren't good? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Rather than they weren't tough.
Maybe they were tough and lousy. Just because you're tough doesn't mean you're going to be good.
Dan, am I misusing the word tough?
No, you're not misusing the word. I would differ in the thought there.
What's your thought?
I think the word tough gets thrown around it when it comes to football terms. It's a very lazy term to describe everybody being on the same page.
I think level of effort, commitment to appreciating that, there are players that play, no matter what sport, in practice and in games, like it is their last snap ever, or their last anything ever, shift, at bat, you name it, volley. And we see that. Players that play for a long time, I don't think you can survive that way, though. You're going to get hurt at some point. Because if you're going 10,000% on every play, even in practice, I just think your odds of injury are increased. But by the same token, there are guys that have, there's just some sort of a mental edge over other players in practice. And to me, it sounds like what Miles is getting at is that everyone needs to have that edge. You know, you hear players talk about Miles and why he is who he is. And I think we've all seen some plays sometimes when we know the ball wasn't coming his way that you might be like, oh, there wasn't a whole lot of hustle there. But I mean, I think you have to, weigh out his entire career and why he's lasted so long and why he's been so successful. So, and I think all the great players have that. It might aggravate you, but when they make a great play, it makes up for all those plays where maybe they weren't 1,000% of those plays. But they make it. If you don't play, and I'm just kind of running around a circle on this thing, but if you play to your maximum capacity in practice, you're going to make guys who are not equal to you better. Think about that. You do a whole week. I'm trying to remember who it was. Someone was talking about going up against Miles. And if you go up against Miles Garrett in every play, in every practice, and he is just a beast on the other side, the next time someone else steps up into that spot where he is at, everything seems like it's downhill. Everything seems easier. The game will seem slower. Because when you're going up against one of the best in the game, and if you can try to make it so he doesn't have a sack every play, now what, right? So for, DeJuan Jones or the guy that's standing on the other side of him. That's how you make players better. Great players make players that aren't as good work harder and become better players. I don't know, it's just a little diatribe, but I kind of think that's a little bit of where Miles was coming from on that soundbite.
I can see that. I can agree with it. There's clearly a change, and Miles Garrett has seen that one, especially coming from last year.
I like how the standard has continued to increase, every single day. Guys are really showing an attention to detail and a discipline I don't feel was there all the time last year. Heightened awareness, heightened urgency right now. And I want to continue to see that through the rest of the year.
Do you think that added to his aggravation last year of saying that's why he wanted to get traded?
Oh, maybe. Was soothed over by a lot of Benjamins.
It's amazing how that works, isn't it?
Yeah, that was the most interesting bite I thought he said during his entire press conference, where he looked at last year and thought something was missing.
What was it?
Well,
talent.
Listen again.
Effort?
Attention.
Attention to detail?
Got it, Dano. Play it again.
I like how the standard has continued to increase, you know, every single day. You know, guys are really showing an attention to detail and a discipline I don't feel was there all the time last year. Heightened awareness, heightened urgency right now. And I want to continue to see that through the rest of the year.
Attention to detail wasn't there last year following an 11-win season? Yikes. Yikes.
Does that mean they went in too soft? That they, we won 11 games. Or
It feels like they lost their way. It feels like Kevin Stefanski tried very hard to pivot. It's what we watched.
You know
Kevin
what it
Stefanski
was?
Kevin Stefanski tried really hard to pivot into something he wasn't.
And they tried really hard to cater everything to help Deshaun Watson succeed.
Exactly.
It derailed the entire season.
They lost who they were. They tried to be something they weren't.
They were shoving a round peg into a square hole.
Correct. Yep. And it makes me wonder, again, none of us are going to know until the tell-all book is written, but it makes me wonder who was the one who decided this is the direction we're going.
Yeah.
And who is all, and how long I'll it took them to truly realize it.
If I was the owner, I would want it to go in that direction. Because we're paying that guy a lot of money. I want this to work. You build around him. That's what I would have said. Maybe you guys don't like me for saying that, but if I was Jimmy Haslam, I would have said exactly the same thing. I would have laid out exactly what they did. It didn't work. Like he said, swing and a miss, and you may have saw something that was in front of you that seemed like it was working when Flacco, you know, when they got to the playoffs with Flacco, but they're just, you had all of this investment into Deshaun Watson. You had to see if it was going to work. And you had to tell your coaching staff, okay, I don't care what it is, but we are going to rebuild this car for that engine, and that's how we're going to make this happen. I would you have done anything different if you were Jimmy Haslam?
I would have left it up to my coaches. And you're assuming that Haslam put it out there.
No, I'm just saying that if I was in, I'm not saying that Haslam said that, and forget Haslam's name. If I was the guy that was cutting the checks for this team, and I had to make that kind of investment, I would have said, and let's face it, we didn't make that. Remember, we groupthink around here. So all these guys needed to be on board in some way, shape, or form with Deshaun when they brought him over, right? They're the ones that made the decision to get him. Well, so now you asked me to make this.
Made the decision to get him.
I'm just telling, if I was the owner of the team, I would have probably done the same thing, and I probably would have walked into a 3-win season too. But you had to find out. They spent way too much money on Watson to not see it through. And you know, we talk about Shedeur Sanders. You and I both said this. We want to see him in the best position to succeed.
Sure.
Well, that's exactly what they tried to do with Deshaun, too. They tried to build everything around the outside of him to make sure it succeeds. The problem
maybe
was
a little too late.
They had success without him the year before. That's where the issue, that's where the two philosophies collided and exploded for all of our enjoyment of less than 16 points
per
game.
That was?
No, it wasn't. It was aggravating. It was long. I don't know. They seem like they're going into a good direction right now. I will say this. No one's expecting them to win, right? So everything they get and give us this year is just going to be gravy. And I'll be happy. I really don't want them to have to draft a quarterback next year with these two first-round picks. If you ask me what the end-all-be-all goal is...
If Joe's your quarterback, you're going to have to draft one next year.
Why? Why can't one of the two young quarterbacks we have on this team right now get into a position where that they could replace Joe?
I just think if Flacco's your starting quarterback this year, it says something about those young guys.
It's the goal of this season.
Yep.
Who's the quarterback in 2026?
Yep.
You come out with an answer, the season's a success. That's the goal. Who's the quarterback moving forward for this team?
More.
If you walk out of this season going, Dylan Gabriel is the quarterback for this team, success. If you walk out of this season going, Shedeur Sanders is the starting quarterback for this team in 2026, success. If
Same
you
thing
walk
with
out
Kenny
saying
Pickett.
Kenny Pickett is the starting quarterback of this team in 2026, success.
Yep.
If Agreed. You walk out going, it might be this guy. Maybe it's that guy. Oh, I don't know. It could be Shedeur. Maybe Dylan Gabriel could get it together. He showed flashes. Then it's a failure.
So, but you're saying because of age, it cannot be Joe Flacco.
Well, no.
I don't want to hitch my wagon to a 41-year-old quarterback.
No, neither do I.
I don't either. But if they win, I don't care how old he is.
I do because of the future of the franchise.
I agree.
What future? Guys, we don't make the playoffs 2 years in a row ever. Man, what if they made the playoffs 2 years in a row? Oh, that's a horrible future for the franchise.
Short-term thinking.
We have no-term thinking. This team doesn't win. Like, I'll take short-term. Get me to the playoffs. Win a game in the playoffs.
You're assuming Joe's going to be the quarterback that he was in Baltimore or for six games here.
Or for six games here. I'll take that. I'm not assuming anything.
Who else had a top five defense and 3-8 picks?
What?
Who had a top five defense and 3-8 picks? Carry on.
And went against some quarterbacks for the other teams who weren't real good.
If they have success this year with Joe Flacco, I'm not turning my nose to it. And if you turn your looked at how pathetic this franchise has been since they came back in 99.
You need a long-term answer at quarterback. Joe's just not the long-term answer.
And you may have three of those on your roster right now.
That's what Dan just talked about.
But my point is, Joe Flacco might have success this year, and guess what? He might have success next year. Or he may get hurt in this week's game and it'll all be over and we'll be talking about everything for nothing. I don't want him to get hurt. I want him to be able to play. Remember, he's the 40-year-old guy that's the only one that's healthy right now. 216-474-0092, Baskin & Phelps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Chris Easterling is going to join us at 1 o'clock. Why is George Kittle distraught? We're going to talk about that here in a second, too. I do have to bring up this quick topic. You're more than welcome to hop in on it. This is a 3-4 minute thing. We're going to talk about this really quick.
Set the timer.
He put a timer on it. That's fine. 216-474-0092. You can hop in on it. 216-474-0092. Jeff said something that was stuck to my core. Because it was upsetting that he said in the break. Jeff, is breakfast overrated? Yes or no?
Nope.
What is breakfast?
What do you mean, what is breakfast? Meal of the day.
Yeah, but you made it sound like, is breakfast worth going out to eat? I'll ask that question.
That's a different question.
Of course it is. That's why I asked it.
Yeah. You said, is breakfast overrated? Of course not, Andy. It sets the core for a fine day.
Oh my, You sound like my second grade teacher.
This is the most pedantic conversation we have ever had.
I just happened to mention, I said, going out for breakfast is overrated to me.
D-A-N-T.
And of course, Andy goes, oh, we got to do that on the air. Many goes, yes, we got to do that on the air. I said, I didn't say it to do it on the air. I just said it to you guys.
We didn't ask you to do it.
So you now want to do it on the air.
Yes.
Unless you have a great breakfast buffet with some lunch items thrown in.
He threw the curveball at me.
I make better omelets. I make better scrambled eggs. I make better bacon, sausage, waffles. I do it better at home. Oatmeal. My oatmeal is better than what I get when you go out.
I don't know. I think
people make breakfast, people, not just me, because I'm no great cook.
Right.
People make breakfast at home better than what you can get in a restaurant.
Dan, breakfast better at home or in a restaurant?
Depends on what you're ordering.
Toast.
I think that's where it falls. Like, if you're going out and you're going, okay, I want two eggs over easy with bacon and toast. I think that you're looking at it going, okay, I could do that at home, but like...
You do it better at home because you do it exactly the way you want it.
Right, but like, if I'm ordering an omelet that's going to have sausage, avocado, and like green chili on top of it with sour cream,
my God,
like, let's
a lot of work.
Go.
That sounds
or
a
like
work.
If I'm ordering corned beef hash, I can't make that at home as good as I'm going to get because I don't have fresh corned beef sitting at home. Like, that's the stuff where it's really worth going out to get breakfast.
On the other hand, a breakfast buffet, if it's a good one, you know,
right.
You can get eggs, you can get hash browns, you can get sausage and bacon and all kinds of, you know, lots of fresh fruit.
Because I'd be 400 pounds if I owned a waffle maker. Like, I'll go out to get waffles.
Waffles are tasty.
First of all, I can't stand waiting in line for breakfast. That's like, I have a pet peeve on that.
Just sit in your car.
Isn't it weird, though?
Drive through.
Isn't it weird, though? Like, breakfast is, it seems like it's the only meal that I can think of that you normally really wait in line for a long time. Sure, you might hit like a restaurant. I got to tell you, things are so expensive right now, and I don't sound like the Grinch, but man, it's like not even fun to go out to dinner anymore.
They take all the fun out of going out for dinner.
Yeah.
You get the check.
And the other thing, too, is like...
Dinner for two, $65. Wait a minute, I ordered a hamburger. You're out of luck.
I will say this, that overpriced breakfast is probably the most aggravating.
It makes you cringe.
It does. It totally does, especially because you know...
Two eggs, bacon, and toast, $17. What?
Yeah, like there's a place that isn't too far for us. There's two places I can think of that are close to where we live that... You can go in there, you can get exactly what you're saying, like the regular hearty breakfast or whatever you want to call it, at a decent price. Like, not bad. But then you go in anyone that does some marketing or it looks like they've done some, I don't know, fancy advertising, and you're going to end up paying a lot more for breakfast in there. I still would rather go out to breakfast any day of the week. There's something about being able to roll out of bed, throw a baseball hat on, perhaps brush your teeth. Probably should brush your teeth. I'm just saying. And then to grab your family and go, come on, let's go get something to eat. Let's go get some breakfast. Let's go. And then not having to wait in line and go and eat. I'm all in. But I always end up ordering the same thing. I sit there and I look and I'm like, man.
You spend $20 on three eggs.
Yeah. Or when you say, all right, I'll have three eggs and it looks like there's one. That's the other one.
And they're running all over the plate.
And then they charge you like a ton for it. And you're like, I'm not mad at the
server. I think we've beaten
this
subject into the ground.
Like an egg? I do have trouble ordering. This is the last part of this. I have trouble ordering breakfast because my eyes are bigger than my stomach. And I look at it, which might seem impossible to anyone who's seen me lately.
I was just going
to
say what?
You don't have to agree with that. I can self-deprecate without
your
having
eyes
you
are
pile
bigger
on.
Than your stomach.
Yes.
It is a good old expression.
Thank you. Like you sit there and you're like, eggs sound really good right now, but then so does... A waffle. I can't do like a waffle and eggs and bacon. And then now I'm like anti-potato in the morning too. I don't know why. I'm anti-potato. Is that a problem?
You know, if you're going to eat a breakfast out, mm-hmm. go get a nice breakfast sandwich somewhere and call it a day.
Oh, God.
It's not
going to
cost you $17.
I'm not going out to get a breakfast sandwich.
Get something on a croissant, drive through, and keep on moving.
I will do a breakfast burrito. Now that, my friends. That is the breakfast of champions, the burrito. Nothing. Dan's giving me the evil eye. All right, let me give you some other disappointing news. George Kittle is not very happy. And do you know why George Kittle is not happy?
Because Hulk died.
He is distraught. No, not because Hulk. I'm sure they didn't make it happen. So How did this thing play out? He broke on the NFL Network. He was like, was somebody doing a live shot? Is this how this thing played out?
Live interview.
Yeah, and then he jumped in. He crashed the set of NFL Network while Fred Warner was being interviewed at Niners camp. And then he said, I honestly just came up here to air a grievance, Kittle said after being handed a microphone. Our team got a memo today that smelling salts and ammonia packets were made illegal in the NFL, and I've been distraught all day. Should smelling salts be banned?
Isn't that weird? I mean, they've been using them forever, haven't they? Apparently, the NFL thinks that smelling salts, and perhaps it's absolutely true, can mask the symptoms of a concussion because it snaps you too.
Yeah.
Apparently.
It makes you focus?
Apparently. Kittle said that he would use smelling salts before every drive.
I'm an every drive guy.
Yeah. And now he can't do that. So he's got to go get breakfast eggs, smell those before he goes out.
Well, that's not a bad idea. Kittle said he draws the line on using smelling salts for each play, declaring that's too much. But he said, oh, I'm an every drive guy.
You know what you could do?
Huh?
You could take a little Tabasco sauce, run it under your nose.
Or stick it in your eyes. That'd be great, too. Wouldn't you do that?
No, I'm serious. If you know, I've not used smelling salts myself. I don't think I need them to get hyped for the show. I think I'm good to go. But would Tabasco do the same thing? You know, just some really...
I don't know.
Jalapeno peppers under your nose?
I'm not a Tabasco
neither
jalapeno
am I.
Guy at
no,
all.
No, neither am I.
They said there was an FDA memo that went out, and this is why they're doing it. Citing a 2024 memo from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the NFL explained its reasoning for banning ammonia inhalants and umbrella term, which includes smelling salts. The FDA, this is the actual quote, the FDA noted potential negative effects from AI use, which are AIs, ammonia inhalants. The memo states AIs also have the potential to mask certain neurological signs and symptoms, including some potential signs of concussions. Jeff just said that. As a result, the NFL Head, Neck, and Spine Committee recommended prohibiting all use of them for any purpose during play during the NFL. Smelling salts are traditionally used to treat fainting victims, but have apparently become very popular, particularly in football and hockey players, as a perceived energy boost. I noticed this trend a couple years ago, too. The NFL isn't the first sport to ban smelling salts. Hockey Quebec, which is a branch of Hockey Canada, which would be equal to Hockey USA here, oversees amateur hockey in the province. They banned smelling salts in February, citing concern of use by youth players. I've seen that.
It's interesting. Isn't that interesting?
There's an uptick. I mean, I was on a bench once where I saw a kid doing it. I go, what are you doing? Smelling salts. I'm like, why? I was like, why? Why are you doing that?
Must work for him.
Yeah, it's kind of goofy. So I could see if you needed... the only thing that really makes sense to me in this whole story, Jeff, is the whole notion that if you do have a concussion and it snaps you back quicker from the concussion, although I don't... If they do baseline testing, I don't know how that all plays out in that, but it does make sense that you probably could mask the conditions. I wonder what's Kittle going to do here? Kittle's still going to play. It's not
Tabasco.
Like it's not like he's going to retire. Do you have anything other than Tabasco you can offer?
I don't know.
There's nothing else.
Jalapenos?
Skunk?
That would do it.
Can of skunk
that
or something?
That's bad.
That is bad. Any other nasty smell? I find myself stopping myself from using other words.
If we're just going on something that's going to like go, whoa. Mothballs?
Mothballs? That's
you get that smell. That's like, whoa.
Although some kids are waking up. Oh, it's like being at grandma's. It's awesome. Why was your grandparents were the only ones that used mothballs?
Because I think they had all that wool. Isn't it that moss immediately go to wool?
Mothballs could work.
Mothballs used to be really popular.
Or maybe just go
so
play.
Bad. Well, no. That Kittle needs it, though. We'll see what he does when it's... Maybe we'll ask Chris Easterling about this. Akron Beacon Journal.
I think we have better things to talk to him about.
I'm going
to
ask him about smelling salts.
Okay.
All right. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.